Thomas O'Connell is 65, a former smoker who quit 15 years ago. Even though he hadn't smoked in a long time, his family doctor suggested a scan for possible lung cancer early in 2016.
Within 2 hours after I'm home, they called and said, we found a spot. Oh my God, you got a kid. So I said, are you sure it's not a thumbprint? They said, well, no, we're sure it's not a thumbprint. So they said it's about the size of a dime. And I thought, well, I feel great. I might not even have anything done or whatever. So my family doctor said, he said, you know, have it done, because he said, you might not feel too bad now, but in 2 years, that thing's going to quadruple. So get it done.
It was the surgical removal of about a third of one of his lungs. Luckily, O'Connell never needed chemotherapy or radiation treatments. The surgery was successful. Dr. Gordon Sirkalovich works at Sparrow Hospital's new Herbert Herman Cancer Center in Lansing. He says when his career began, the leading lung cancer treatment was classical cytotoxic chemotherapy.
At that time, we didn't know any molecular or genetic markers that we can use to treat patients. So now we know much more about genetic malformations or genetic mutations that actually drive those cancers.
Now, in about 60% of lung cancers, medications can block that growth. Other drugs, Dr. Sirkalovich says, are in the pipeline. Side effects have changed significantly as a result. There's no loss of hair, no drop in blood counts, no high risk of infection. The worst seems to be some skin changes or stomach upsets. According to Dr. Sirkalovich, there isn't much of a change in when surgery is called for, but surgery has become less invasive.
Now we are looking more at minimally invasive surgery rather than classical open chest surgeries. There are also some modification of classical lobectomies, where all lobes, complete lobe is removed.
For example, Thomas O'Connell's lung surgery was through a relatively small incision in his side. Dr. Sirkalovich reports that with these advances in lung cancer science, survival rates are getting better.
It's still, unfortunately, number of patients who come with the lung cancer is increasing every year, and that's the biggest issue. But survival from lung cancer is definitely improving.
Thomas O'Connell says that he's glad to be back at his seasonal retirement job with Michigan State University Landscape Services, mowing, planting, and pruning on the north side of campus, work he loves doing.
I tell you, I feel great. I really do. And I was a little worried myself about being winded or not being able to breathe right. But, you know, actually, I feel like nothing's ever really happened that I never really even had it.
Every day is kind of a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. You know, it's like, my wife reminds me every day, you know, hey, you got a second chance, you know, just be grateful, which I am.
To kick off Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Sparrow Hospital is holding an event called Let's Clear the Air on Wednesday night at their new cancer center on Michigan Avenue in Lansing. It will include a large lung model showing the effects of disease and trauma to the lungs. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.